never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Happy, 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 happy Monday. Did you have a good weekend? I sure hope so. And are you off and running for the week to get stuff done? Or are you still playing catch-up from last week? Life is life. Life goes on like that. It's always, the winds are always blowing. Sometimes they're behind you, sometimes they're in front of you. Whatever it is, off and running for the week. And I hope you're ready to get closer to whatever you want in your work life. That's all I want for you, whatever you want. Today, we're going to take a way to get there. If you're in the world of personal growth, you're setting objectives, the whole thing, there's a way of thinking. You've heard this before. We'll talk about how we do that. It's five words. They go in a certain order, but I decided that order is wrong. Why? Because over time, I recognized that, okay, well, maybe it works, but we can make it work better by moving two words around. That's coming up today's show. Hang on. You're going to want a post-it note on this one as well. It's going to teach you a lot. It is the Daily Boost. From MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day, episode 4,821, year 18. My name is Scott Smith, doing this thing. 18 years ago when I decided to start the Daily Boost, before podcasts were even a thing, really, we were right at the very early start of this whole thing. I was married to Joy, just had gotten married a little bit before, and we had kids. And we had four total, and not one of those kids were married. There were no grandkids in either. And just this past weekend, the reason my voice is so raspy is because we have spent the entire week just kind of celebrating the last girl getting married. What a beautiful ceremony. And we're kind of adding up those grandkids too. And now, okay, we're like, you're married. And the Joy says, give us three more. I think three would be a good number. They're fun. The best part about a grandkid is just sending them back to mom and dad. Anyway, good to have you here today. By the way, I have one question for you. Always ask this question on a Monday. Have you done your homework? Now, if you're brand new, and we, for some reason, have a bunch of new people coming in these days, I'm always amazed by how many new folks we have. If you're brand new and you've heard me ask, have you done your homework, you might be a little bit lost and confused. But I've asked this question now for 18 years. And all I mean by that is most people don't take time to really ask themselves how their life is actually going. You might feel like it's okay. You might feel frustrated. All this, we feel that. We all feel that way. But when you sit down and consciously ask yourself, how's it going? And then get some answers, you can start making changes. So all you have to do is this, how's my life going? Sit back, relax a little bit, and whatever's good, figure out a way to defend it and keep it. Whatever's bad, figure out a way to start changing. And if it's in the middle, we have to get off that fence because you're going to get splinters in your butt. We don't like that. Now, if you need a little bit of help, my Perfect Week Planner is available, perfectweekplanner.com. It is a way to manage your time, to really take control and hold space for what you want to do, what's important in your life. And I put together a 12-minute training video as well. If you'll get that, it's based on my homework assignment. So go get it. It's going to teach you a few things, and I think it'll change your life if you give it a try. Do your homework. All right. Way back when I was a baby DJ, long, long time ago, when I had big ambition and lots of goals to go out after things, so I went to baby DJ school so I could become a big-time radio DJ. I spent a lot of time learning some rules, and one of the rules I learned a long time ago is the rules of journalism. I don't think too many people study journalism too much these days, based on what I'm seeing, but nonetheless, there are rules to how you do things, to being a reporter and reporting the whole complete story, and every now and then you'll hear me reference that. The subject can fill books, but everything you need to know kind of came down into five words. So here are the five words you heard about 1,000 times. Who, what, when, where, why. Imagine you're a radio or TV or a newspaper reporter. They're still around, I guess. If you're a reporter and you need to get a story and you need to present that story, you're going to look for the who and the what and the when and the where and the why. That's the way it works. Now, if you know that information, you can really tell a complete story, and that's why it works so well. If it gets out of order, usually your reader, your listener, your viewer is trying to figure out what the heck you're talking about. Isn't that crazy? In the world of personal growth, just like you, you're trying to make yourself a better person, be the best version of yourself you can possibly be, and you're trying to figure out what the hell you're talking about. How do I do this? What's the most important? Everybody copies everybody, too. I mean, the stuff we talk about, this psychological stuff, has been around a long time. Some of the new science these days is kind of looking at the way we've taught this for a lot of years and saying, what were we thinking? We're finding some new ways now. But it's usually fairly simple. The number one thing that we always have to do is have clarity. That's a Stoic philosophy way back from the Stoics, long, long time ago. When you have clarity in everything you do in your life, you're going to be better off. You're going to get what you want. And so when it comes to personal growth, setting objectives, getting out there and really making change in your life, the clearer you are, the more likely you're going to get it. The more random you are, the more generic you are, well, it's just not going to happen, right? So when I began to think about this, I like the who idea, the who, what, when, where, why, and how. But as time went on, I kind of began to rearrange the formula for personal growth. It became very simple for me when I looked at it like this. And every time I set a goal or an objective, if you will, I kind of consider a different directional change. I shifted. So what I did was this. I'll go slowly to explain this to you because a lot of people disagree with my thoughts on this. But if you think it through, you'll see that there's some common sense here. I start with the word what. Now, why? That's a little controversial because most people say you got to start with the why. The why drives everything. I agree with that. I believe in that. But sometimes when you look at an agenda-driven book or an agenda-driven program, just like this, I guess, is kind of a bit agenda-driven. When you look at that, you realize people have to take a position and a stance and a point of view on something. That POV is not necessarily the only one that's available to you. So I bought into that for the long time. I got to have a strong why. I got to know my why. What's your why? As if it's something you have to unearth someplace. You know, go buy for $1 zillion. If I can only find my why. I could never find my why. It was kind of crazy. But then I noticed something. I noticed that I always knew what I wanted. Even if I didn't know specifically what it was, I noticed that, well, I want a change, or I want more money, or I want something, right? I want that girl, back when I was looking for a girl. You ever notice that? I just noticed naturally my brain and all my clients' brains, if you asked them why they wanted to do something, most times they wouldn't have a really solid answer. And if they did have an answer, it was why do you want to do it? Why? Well, because I want to make more money. Well, that's the what, actually. You actually want more money, don't you? So I moved it around. I said, okay, so the what? So if you're going to set an objective today of something you want to do, the very first thing you want to do is just set the what. What is it? Choose it. So it's spring, and my wife and I have been a little sniffly lately, watery eyes and that stuff, at least a little bit. We're okay inside the house, but outside, man, we're walking around the neighborhood last night. The driveways are just covered with pollen. It's scary, but we're okay. We have an air doctor in our house. An air doctor is our sponsor today. I've had a couple for a while now. 90% of Americans spend most of the time inside. Like me, I needed some help. Air Doctor, they're ultra HEPA filters. They last a year and they filter at 99.99% of dangerous contaminants so your lungs don't have to. That includes allergens, pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold spores, even bacteria and viruses that make you sick. You know that indoors, the air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air? It's crazy. So Air Doctor comes with a 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee. If you don't love it, just send it back for a full refund minus shipping. Go to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code BOOST. And get up to 30%. And this is, and just because you're listening to the Daily Boost, you'll also receive a 3-year warranty. Go to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code BOOST. So it's springtime, and everybody's eyes are watering, but not mine. So it is springtime, and everybody's eyes are watering, they're coughing, scratchy throat. It's the allergies, right? But not me, because we have an air doctor. Air Doctor is our sponsor today. I've had a couple for a while in my home. Most Americans spend 90% of the time indoors. So do I. So I knew I needed some help. So we have an Air Doctor with the Ultra HEPA filters. They last about a year. Filter at 99.99% of dangerous contaminants so your lungs don't have to. That includes allergens, pollen, pet dander, dust mite, mold spores, even bacteria and viruses that make you sick. Did you know that inside the air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air? And outdoor is pretty bad these days. Air Doctor, it comes with a 30-day breathe-easy money-back guarantee. If you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. Go to airdoctorpro.com, use the promo code BOOST, and get up to $300 off air purifiers. And this, just because you are a listener, you'll also receive a 3-year warranty on any unit, an additional $84 value. Go to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code BOOST right now. The next thing you want to do is set the why. Because the why is what will drive you. You've heard this a million times, and if you haven't, you're going to hear it a million times. The why is the power that gives you the energy and the motivation to get what you want. When you know what, and then you have a solid why, you become virtually unstoppable. Think back in your life over time. There have been times when you suddenly just had this idea of something you wanted to do, and you found yourself instantly motivated automatically, and nothing was going to stop you, and you pushed it through and got it, didn't you? Everybody's done that. Some people have done it multiple times, but certainly you've done it at least a few times. How did it happen? It's like even losing weight. Like sometimes, you know, you don't want to lose weight. You know, you want to lose weight. That's your what, but you didn't get your why until the class reunion was coming up. Oh, I got to get right. So whatever goal you're setting today, just define what it is specifically. Next step, define why you want to achieve that. Next word is when. We got to make it time bound. We should have at least of an idea. I just had lunch with my kids here, and they are both, they're shaping up. They're a little older these days. They're 39 and 42. I haven't been around a long time here. And they're getting in shape. They're losing weight. And we're sitting at the table there, and they both were setting goals and texting them back and forth to each other. I felt really good. I was like, oh, that's cool. Look what I did here. They're texting goals back and forth. I'm so happy. And you know what they said? My daughter's going to visit my son in Oregon in August, and they set the goal to be at a certain weight by August. It's so cool. So we have the what, we have the why, we have the when, and we have the where. Whatever goals you're setting is going to take place somewhere, isn't it? If it's weight loss, it might take place at the gym or the grocery store. If it's business, it might be in a business setting. Who knows? Where does it take place? It's kind of a place setting, if you think. It's kind of a David Allen getting things done idea. Everything takes place someplace, and you're much more efficient when you do the thing where it's supposed to be done. It's kind of hard to wash your car sitting at your desk, right? Yeah, nice metaphor. So it's what, it's why, it's when, it's where. And the most important one, it's been very popular these days, is the who. When I say who, it's the who's you for sure, but certainly we can't really get what we want in life without dealing with other people, and many times other people are the reason we get what we want. So the who is vitally important. In fact, it could be very easy to say who as the first thing. I disagree with that, and the reason I do, I think if you start looking for the who before you've thought everything else out, then you're not really in control. You really haven't thought it out, right? So you're getting a who, and can they really help you if you haven't thought this out yet? So that's the final one. So it's a different way of thinking. So let me run this down backwards so you, well, the old school way, and let you know how it works. Who, what, when, where, why. Makes total complete sense until you want to put an objective to it and set a goal to it, and then it needs to change. What do you want? Why do you want it? When? Are you going to get it? Where will you get it? How will you make that happen? And who? Is it just you? Is it a family member? Is it a friend? Is it a colleague? Is it somebody you haven't met yet? What, why, when, where, who? I challenge you today. Pick something you want to go do and apply that way of thinking to it. It'll blend right into everything you're doing. You'll get so clear. And if you're not clear, don't move forward yet. It'll clarify everything really fast. It's a weird way of saying that word, but you know what I mean. And that's all that counts. I'll be back tomorrow. Less of a raspy voice and the ability to move my tongue properly. Have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow morning.
Keep moving. Gotta get back up. What?